Hello everyone and welcome to our second January talk dedicated this month to the car subscription business. What are the drivers of this emerging market? To what needs do car subscription respond? What are the long-term perspectives of this new trend in January? We'll help you find answers to those questions. As you know, these talks are organized by the Mobility Club, the private circle created by BuyID 4 years ago, dedicated to large corporates willing to better understand the current trends of the mobility sector and connect with startups. And today, we are pleased to welcome Ri Ferrara, the Chief Commercial Officer at Onto, a British startup that proposes an all-inclusive electric car subscription offer. Hello, Ri, and welcome.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. To our viewers today, as you are used to, we'll be with Ri for 15 minutes this morning. And don't hesitate first to say hi in the chat section, and of course to ask questions that will be shared with Ri at the end of our talk. So Ri, before starting our discussion, I would like to introduce yourself first and tell us more about Onto.
Great, thank you. Yeah, so as Clément mentioned, I'm Ri Ferrara, the Chief Commercial Officer of Onto. I've been in the automotive business for a very, very long time, as you can probably tell from all the gray hairs, and a massive enthusiast of the industry, of cars, and more importantly now, the subscription that we've done at Onto. So should I go and give a little bit of background about what Onto is and what we do?
Yes, you can do that. And then we jump into the questions we identified together a few weeks ago, a few days ago.
Sure. So Onto is an EV subscription company, as Clément mentioned. We've been in business since 2017, really under its current guise or the way it operates since 2018. But really started to, you know, really grow, let's say in 2019 was really when the growth started. Onto's subscription is an incredibly simplistic, let's say, proposition to consumers. Consumers have the ability to have a car on subscription for 1 month. What subscription means in the Onto world means that it's absolutely all inclusive. There is no deposit. It's a 1 month hire in the end of the day. And as a subscription and as an all-inclusive package, it means you get the car, you can do 1,000 miles per month with that vehicle. You have full comprehensive insurance included in that. You have free public charging. We have four charging. So every time you book a car with us, you have the ability to charge with BP Pulse, with Shell Recharge and all the Shell Recharge partners, with InstaVault in the UK, and of course, for those who drive a Tesla, the Tesla Supercharger network. So all in all, there's over 12,000 locations in the UK that our customers can charge, and there's absolutely no cost when they charge at those locations. It also includes, if you were to hold the vehicle longer, it also includes any maintenance during the life of the car, and it also includes other things that we categorize as tax, let's say. But these are things like, you know, if you drive an EV in London, while there is no congestion charge, you do have to register the vehicle. And there's a charge of £10 to register a vehicle. So even though not all our cars go to London, because we never know which consumer is going to drive into London, all our vehicles are registered for the congestion charge in London. So it's an all-inclusive. Everything is included. Everything is done in a manner so that that transition that a consumer has to do if they are coming into the EV world for the first time, which the vast majority of the cases is the first time, we want to make that transition as absolutely simple and as easy for anyone. The other thing that is important to mention about Onto is that we are fully digital. We actually, besides our, you know, we have an office in London, we have an office in Warwick, where I'm calling you. This is not the office, by the way, this is my house, but I am based in Warwick. But other than that, we have no bricks and mortar in our model. So it is fully digital. Our consumers can register with Onto either by going onto the website or by downloading the app. Mm-hmm. And this is really what is fundamentally different about our model is the fact that people can literally book a car in 20 minutes, mm-hmm. right? You compare that with the traditional journey that you would see, you know, if you want to get into a vehicle, if you have to, you know, go to a dealer, negotiate with a dealer, order a car, how do I finance it? Now I got to get insurance. Oh, wait, how do you charge these things? Where do I charge these things, right? So that entire journey takes a couple of days. So we boil that down in the app and into the website into about 20 minutes. And depending on the availability of cars, consumers will have a car delivered to their house in about 3 days, right? So it is very accessible. So it makes that decision, you know, should I go into a vehicle? You know, I need a vehicle. Should I try an EV? It makes that decision quite easy. And again, as I mentioned before, there's no deposit, right? So it is a very easy and convenient journey and decision for consumers to make.
So everything to make the driver's life easy and simple, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for those who have already driven an EV, there is a bit of a transition that we have to make. When I say the transition, it's just a bit of a reset in terms of how we operate the car and how we live with it with an EV on a day-to-day basis. By the way, when I say a reset, I want to be very clear. It's still a better experience. But there is a bit of a change that you have to make. Today and to this point, still the number one challenge people have is around the charging. And that's why for us, it's paramount that we include the free public charging as part of the offering, because it eliminates the hassle of you as a consumer of trying to figure out, okay, how does this network operate? Is it by subscription? Is it by membership? Is it by every time I have to download a different app for a different charger? Right. So we want to make this as simple as possible for consumers, so they don't have to go out there and try to figure out these things. And of course, as people evolve in their journey with an EV, they will look at also other alternatives. You know, maybe there's another charge point which is a bit more convenient for them, closer to them, from a different company that we don't work with. But that initial step is a very easy one to make. And you know, I think the real crux of the matter is that transit, especially for, you know, we have a lot of customers that I would call the EV curious, which are the people that would, you know, would love, you know, to try an EV, but at the same time, they don't want to, you know, pay a huge deposit up front and then commit 36 months or even 24 months or 48 months, whatever that may be, to then find that they actually don't like the experience or they're not, you know, it's not the car that they wanted. So the ability for our customers to, when they see that they can take a car for a month, there's no risk, meaning that there's no deposit, there's no long-term commitment. Mm-hmm. The amount of people that want to try this, the demand is absolutely huge.
I was going to ask you the first questions, but actually you've answered a lot of already. You provided a lot of elements to answer this question, but I'm going to formulate it anyway. Sure. What consumer expectations does Onto offers meet? What are the trends you've identified within the market and what are the expectations you are meeting with this offer?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple of global trends that, if you want to put it from that perspective, and how this is, you know, Onto proposition has basically come at the right time for a lot of consumers, right? So, first of all, we've our big growth that we've had in the last 2 years have really been through a period of huge uncertainty because of COVID. And whether that was through in the UK, we had over 5 months of national lockdown, right, where people were looking at the uncertainty of the future, their health, you know, what's going to happen in businesses. So there was clearly an acceleration, I should point out, of people really wanting some additional flexibility in terms of how they run a car and having access to a vehicle, right? And I think that's a theme that kind of accelerated and will continue. People do not want to be locked in. They want that flexibility to change a decision, to be able to have, you know, if there's a life event, something that happens in my life that has an impact, you know, it doesn't have to be always a negative thing. It could be a positive thing, right? We're expecting a baby. So I can't have a sports car. I need a family car, right? It could be a number of things. So that flexibility is becoming more and more important to consumers. Of course, you know, that's one factor. The second factor is, of course, you know, digital first, right? Mm-hmm. People during lockdown, you couldn't go anywhere to get a car. It's quite simple. And you've seen that acceleration across the industry, you know, in numbers of forms, a number of players that have come into the automotive business, whether it's on the used car side or new car sales platforms. But obviously, you know, the consumer wants the ability to make that decision and go through that experience without living, you know, on an iPhone, on a tablet, on a computer. So that becomes fundamental. And then, of course, you have the transition to EVs. You know, again, kind of follows through with the same kind of concept, you know, related to the COVID and the uncertainties. But I think it's made a lot of people more aware and more sensitive to about where is the world going, about climate change, wait a second, if I drive an EV, I can actually kind of tick a box in terms of I'm helping the environment, you know? Oh, cool. And that's a really nice car to drive. I mean, how much easier can it be than just, you know, change your driving habits from a petrol diesel vehicle into an EV. So I think those are kind of, let's say, the major themes that we have seen we're onto as a business. You know, those were the themes that we wanted to capitalize, and those were the needs that we saw that, you know, the market was truly demanding, you know, and hence being in the right place at the right time, I think also kind of helped.
Okay, so thanks for those answers. It's super clear. Last week, we were lucky to welcome José Bagdad, who's the head of the automotive department at PwC. He mentioned that a lot of actors jumped into this new model in this market, the historical player, but also new entrants such as Onto, of course. Next week, we'll have Jacques de Villeplay from Sixt, the short-term rental company. So I'm going to ask you a simple question. What are the key success factors of a car subscription business?
Yeah. So I think there's I think there's quite a few, actually. But I would probably say the most important ones, first and foremost, is that, one, it truly be a subscription. There are a lot of players that we're seeing across a number of markets that are advertising that they have a subscription. And the fact of the matter is, again, as I said, I've been in the automotive industry for almost 30 years. And, you know, in my days, in many, many years ago, we had things called mini lease, because you take a car for 6 months or 12 months, or, you know, in the rental world, it was called a long-term rental. So the concept of, there's a lot of companies out there trying to put something called a subscription, which is not how we would define it, right? And I think consumers will quickly understand, wait a second, why isn't this the same thing as a lease, just a little bit shorter? I think to offer subscription is again, this all-inclusive nature, this easy ability to, you know, to start and to stop it, right? Because in the end of the day, it's about giving control. I mean, one of the things I did not mention before is that over 30% of our customers swap vehicles, right? So they might decide one day, you know, I've been in a Renault Zoe, for example, and decide, okay, I want to try a Peugeot E208, right? Mm-hmm. So that flexibility, not just the flexibility of the duration, but that flexibility in being able to swap from one car to another is absolutely paramount. The other thing I would also say, and very similar to these, let's call them fake subscriptions, or just, you know, leases with a label of a subscription, is to have a lot of transparency around pricing. You know, to be very clear, we don't have any hidden costs. The price that you see on the website is the price that you pay. There is a delivery fee that we charge consumers, but it's actually on the main page of the website in bold. So it's not a hidden charge. And again, you have a lot of these players that, you know, consumers go onto their websites, and again, they might have a bar where you change the number of months. And if it's, you know, if it's 1 month, the price goes really big. And if you make it 3 months, it shrinks. Then 6 months, it shrinks again. And that's not, you know, at least from our point of view, you know, that's not what we believe a subscription should be. And we don't believe that is transparent for the customer. I think the fact that we focus on EVs, you know, really centers people on the future, on what's coming, the ability to really experience an EV in a manner that they otherwise wouldn't be able to. So I think it's paramount that we have been EV focused, and at the same time, it's it's important to understand that we have a very vast offering for our customers, right? So we have nine brands on our website. There are 18 models or model trim combinations that you can book. So you have a lot of alternatives. You have everything from, you know, a mini segment vehicle, segment vehicles, sorry for the automotive jargon, right? Small cars, you know, Zoe Z208. So then you have everything, you know, up to a Jaguar I-Pace or an Audi e-tron. So a very wide and broad variety of cars that we'll choose. And we also pride ourselves in the vehicles that we select. So we don't go for the cheaper trim, the cheaper battery size, right? If you look on our website, you'll see that the vast majority of our vehicles are always the bigger battery alternative that the market or that manufacturer has to offer. You know, we really want to make sure that that what they experience, the vehicle that they have, that first, again, you know, over 80% of the time, that first experience with the EV, we know people and we want people to be blown away by the car, right? And thankfully, that is what happens. Yeah.
Thanks very much. Before we jump into the questions, and I see we have a lot of them, I have one last one for you. What potential do you foresee for car subscription business within the markets? Do you think that's half of the cars that will be acquired in the coming years through subscription, for example, or do you think it's going to be less or more? What do you foresee?
Yeah, I mean, I foresee there's going to be, you know, absolutely huge growth. I have absolutely no doubt about this. I wouldn't be pouring my passion, my energy into Onto. I am very biased. Let's be very clear. So I believe it is. It is a huge growth potential. Obviously, the growth that we've seen in the UK has probably been our surprise. I don't know if people understand how large and how quickly we've become. We have over 6,000 cars in our fleet. So we are already pretty significant, let's say, within the EV space in the UK. And we believe that will continue to grow in other markets. I think it will truly become, you know, a mainstream alternative for people. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. There will always be people that want to buy a used car. There will be people who want to do a long-term lease. But there will be an ever-growing population of people who are going to be very keen on this additional flexibility the subscription has, and especially as they start considering how do they jump into an EV. But at flexibility, I just think, you know, once consumers have the ability to experience that, I think they will demand that. It's a little bit like, you know, I don't know what I want if I haven't had it. Mm. Right. So once people start to experience, they'll love that flexibility and that freedom it gives you.
Great. Thanks very much. We will now answer some of the questions our viewers asked. As I told you, we have many of them, so I'm going to pick one. Very good question. Do you own your fleets, or do you rent them or lease them from other mobility players or OEMs?
No, we buy. We own the entire fleet 100%. Very capital intensive. Let's put it that way. To us, owning the fleet is paramount. It's about being able to control supply and control the offering. And I think that is very important, right? People need to understand what it is that we offer and that we have the consistency to offer it. I have to say, despite the size of our fleet, we still struggle to fulfill demand. Mm-hmm. But again, it is paramount that we have that control over our fleet to be able to offer to our customers.
And another question that is related to the model you created, when it comes to car maintenance, do you do it yourself? Do you have your own repair center, or do you partner with the partners and other players?
Sure. We work very closely with the manufacturers, mm-hmm. with vehicle manufacturers, a number of fronts. And one of the things that we do is that all the servicing, all the maintenance, everything that we do, except some types of body repair, but everything that we do is always 100% through the dealer network mm-hmm. of the manufacturer. So cars always go back to the dealer networks, get repaired, and done in that manner. So using the dealer network of the manufacturer.
Thanks very much. It's super clear. So I see you've created an entire ecosystem. One last question, because I see the time is running. I mentioned it earlier, a lot of players entered into the markets. You chose to be asset heavy, others chose to be asset light. Some decided to focus on one brand. Why do you think, as a new player, new entrant, you'll win the markets and you'll beat, amongst others, the historical players that have huge assets? The first of one being having cars, for example, for OEMs.
Sure. I think what we've seen, and this is, by the way, I don't think this is just about Onto or about subscription, but I think what you see is that traditionally new players that come into an industry or come into a market, they're not shackled or bound by previous relationships, mm-hmm. or constrained by current practices, right? We had the benefit as an organization taking a clean sheet of paper. And we still change things in our model. Let's be very clear. One of the things I think we pride ourselves is that we're very flexible and agile. I mean, we have mm-hmm. sometimes consumers, commenting about certain things and we try to react. So we have the ability that we weren't bound, we weren't constrained. We didn't have another business model that somehow this may impact or affect. So that for us is important. Going back to what you asked before about having owning the vehicles, you know, asset light, asset heavy. Don't get me wrong. I think it would be great if we could do it with an asset light model. We just don't believe it's possible, right? And it goes back to be able to have a consistent offering, right? That we know what is the supply. We know what is the size of the fleet. We control whether that grows or shrinks. And I think that is the only mechanism, at least that we have seen, that would allow us to be able to meet the objectives in terms of being able to offer consumers, you know, the subscription service that we have. Mm-hmm. But I guess that's our view. We'll see how it goes. I think you also asked about the multi-branding, right? So sorry about, yeah. So on the multi-branding, the same thing, as I mentioned before, the statistic is actually a bit overwhelming in a sense, right? When you have 30% of your customers swapping vehicles, right? So we have people that say, look, I would love to, I have a certain budget, I can afford this type of EV, but I know for two months or 3 months, I would like to try something else, right? So people have this ability to move within one vehicle to another. And I think it's actually very interesting and something that we sometimes discuss with the vehicle manufacturers, right? What are the preference and choices? What are consumers actually looking for? Why do they switch from one model to another? And that in itself is incredibly interesting. So having that wide choice is fundamental for us.
Okay, great. Thanks very much. I'm going to ask one last question because we have so many of them. It's always nice to answer the most the highest number possible.
Sure, no problem.
A question from Stefan. Do you provide EV chargers to your customers for their home? How do you manage this? Because you want to create a hassle-free, simple offer. Installing an EV charger is pretty complicated. It's a fixed cost. You need to do some work within the homes of your customers. How do you tackle this issue?
Sure. It's a great question. It's something we've tried to tackle actually very, very recently, just in December, actually. But So as I mentioned, the vast majority of the people that come to us, they're starting their EV journey for the first time. So it's going to be their first experience. And I think this is what's very different about the Onto EV journey as to opposed to traditional, I go and buy a car that I'm going to, you know, finance for 3 years or 4 years. So if you're going to go and buy or finance a vehicle, you as a consumer, you have a lot of things you need to figure out before you make that decision, mm-hmm. which is, where am I going to charge? How do I do home charging? And to be honest, as a consumer, you, quite honestly, it's not an easy transition. Let's be frank, right? There's just the home charging, you know, who homes charges, all the differences with a meter. Where do I put the meter? Maybe I can't even home charge. There's a number of barriers you have to overcome. So what we think is coming with Onto is that, you know, you don't have to worry about that because the cards, you know, the free public charging is included. So I can figure out the home charging at a later stage. Mm-hmm. So I can start this journey a little bit simpler where I, okay, let's just do it for a month. wow, I'm going to do it another month. Okay, it was a bit of hassle, range anxiety. I actually say this maybe charger anxiety, where I go to a charger, it doesn't work. So I start this journey. I start to get used to, wow, I really like the way the car drives. It's actually pretty, peppy. It's fast. It's a fast vehicle. It's an enjoyable driving experience as well. So as I continue this journey, then the next question you ask yourself, and you're absolutely right, is how do I do the home charging? So we announced a partnership with Podpoint in the UK. Mm-hmm. Podpoint is the largest provider, installer of home charging in the UK. What we do with Podpoint is just really, it's about really making that smooth transition. Mm-hmm. We're not an experts in home charging installation. Podpoint is definitely one. And so what we do is we make that introduction to our customers. So it's an easy transition from being an Onto customer to, okay, if I want to do home charging, by the way, what we as Onto do is we recommend Podpoint. And if you go with Podpoint, obviously you're free to go with anyone you choose. But if you go with Podpoint, there is a bit of a financial benefit to the consumer. So what we decided as an organization is, even though we recommend Podpoint, we make zero money out of this. Mm-hmm. What we do is we've passed it on to our customers in the form of basically a discount on the cost of what that installation mm-hmm. is going to be. It is small, but it's a gesture of being able to pass mm-hmm. on that revenue. We're not keen on that revenue. It's about mm-hmm. making that journey easier for the customers.
Perfect. It's super clear. And unfortunately, we have to stop, even though the discussion is passionating and we could continue for at least one more or two more hours or for the day. So the exchange is coming to its end. First of all, I'd like to thank you, Rui, for taking the time to join us today and to answer our questions. And I would like to thank all of our viewers. If you have any more questions, you can go on Onto's website, or you can send the Mobility Club Steam questions that we will then share with Rui. And as for me, I'll meet you next Wednesday, the 26th, same time, 9:15 in the morning, with Jacques de Villeplay, who is the commercial director for Sixt France, who will present us the vision of a historical player of the short-term rental business, and more particularly, their very own car subscription offer, Sixt Plus. And for this talk, I'll switch back to French. Again, thank you very much, Rui, for the time, for answering our questions. And I wish you all a very nice day, a very, very great day. Bye.
Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.